Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the path to self-leadership mastery and life success. Redefine how you lead as you redesign your business. I call this dual innovation leadership. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and effectively. Discover something new from our meaningful conversation today. Hi, welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. We're at episode 365, 6 ways to ensure integrity in our business records. I'm thrilled to share this information with you. Integrity with business records and operations is where I like to start with clients. You know, learning how they run their businesses and how they feel as entrepreneurial leaders. What are their vision and mission and core values? What is working for them and what isn't? What plans, systems, and processes do they have in place? What is their immediate need? Well, according to Wikipedia, business records are documents, hard copy or digital, that capture an act, condition, or event related to the business. Business records are meant to build confidence and trust within the business, with customers, and with communities. The act, condition, or business event triggers the need for documentation. We generate a sale, for example. The income is deposited in a business checking account. A bookkeeper records the deposit in an accounting system. More sales are recorded. A weekly financial report is tallied for a financial meeting. Meeting notes record the decisions made during the session, and new financial goals are projected. At the end of the fiscal year, an accountant uses the bookkeeping system to file tax reports for the IRS to determine how much is taxable income. The federal and state taxes we pay keep our society in order through public services such as the federal budget, Social Security, healthcare, public infrastructure, defense. You get the idea. Other business records include internal company policies and regulatory requirements for stockholders and investors. Having integrity with our business records means complete and accurate record keeping that has uniformity throughout the business's life cycle. Integrity is being truthful in what we think, feel, say, and do. For example, when everyone follows the same accounting principles, stakeholders have greater faith that the story those financial statements tell is trustworthy. Setting up systems, communications, and processes that support your business's mission and core values encourages those working with you to record the act, condition, or event accurately. So, here are the first of 3 of 6 ways to ensure integrity in your business records. I will share the other 3, like I mentioned, next Monday. Number 1, do a self-leadership integrity assessment. Am I saying what I mean and doing what I say? Know your core values and ask yourself if you are living those values. If so, excellent. If not, identify your core values and commit to living them without compromising them in difficult circumstances. Recommit to living your values every day and keep going. Allow yourself a lot of room to make mistakes and to get back on track. Imagine handling financial pressure with ease. Instead of succumbing to numbing, avoiding, or other coping vices, stay present. Identify how you feel and determine what those feelings are trying to reveal to you. You may need to adjust your goals or initiate a sales activity to relieve some of the financial pressure. Decide the next best thing to do. Here's my example. My core values are wholeheartedness, which means compassion, connection, and courage, and respect. Bookkeeping was not my forte when I started my business in 1992. It still isn't, but I learned whom to hire and how to organize the volume of paperwork that accompanies business ownership. In the beginning, I frequently became overwhelmed and let the paperwork pile up until it was a crisis. Crisis to crisis leadership was how I managed my business. I realized that I needed help to shift my crisis to crisis leadership mentality by taking charge of how I was leading. My disorganization was disrupting my self-connection. Because I felt dysregulated, out of sorts, and stressed out all the time, my connections with others were strained. I not only needed a different mindset, but a new skill set. Fortunately, I ran entrepreneurial leadership labs and held monthly synergy sessions. I started asking lab participants if they needed help managing the volume of paperwork with their businesses. Everyone said yes. I wasn't alone in leading from crisis to crisis. Owning my problem triggered a coordinated effort to learn how to be proactive. I hired an organizational specialist and harpist, Karen Quinsman, to work with me first. She taught me an organizational system that I still use today. Once I learned her system, I encouraged clients to work with her and invited her to speak at monthly synergy sessions several times a year until she crossed over to the other side in 2002. September 11th, 2001 was the last day Karen and I worked together. She was our last Synergy Session presenter on what is known as the most traumatic day the United States experienced in a century. Suicide attackers hijacked 4 planes. 2 of those planes flew into the World Trade Center Twin Towers, causing them to collapse. Karen and I continued our 3-hour session because we felt we weren't in immediate danger and the participants wanted to stay outside of one person who wanted to collect and hug her children. Karen lingered after the session to talk. She had breast cancer and didn't want anyone to know. I didn't know this would be our last time together, and she didn't share that information with me. I found it out after her husband called me. Karen's organizational system lives on in me and those whom her life touched. I think of her often and feel compelled to acknowledge her beautiful impact on my life and the lives of others. She gave us skills for life and a new mindset. Once you know where you are going off track, developing a process, learning a new system, or creating a policy or procedure becomes an obvious answer. That is all it takes to generate positive change. Number 2, set high communication and accountability standards by requiring everyone in your business to take 100% responsibility for what they think, feel, say, and do. Take the time to uncover the truth in any situation, not to parcel out blame, but to understand what happened and hold each other accountable for finding a solution in a timely manner. This way you can stay active in problem solving. We must take a stand and role model the behavior we want to see in our businesses, even if we don't want to. We need to assert self-leadership and talk about feelings. I've found that talking through our feelings eliminates acting out and power struggles that stem from misunderstandings. I've seen policies adjusted, new processes implemented, and new business opportunities surface by digging into problems for solutions. And B, under number 2, assert meaningful conversations. Talk about the elephant in the room so you don't waste time and emotional energy on fruitless conversations that lead to avoidance, blaming, competing, acquiescing, and shaming. Take the time to find out the core problem and deepen your connections. Investigate why we missed a deadline or discover how you can work more effectively together. Learn why the other feels deeply so you can think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and effectively. Number 3, build an ethical organization around information and communication. Because the act, condition, or business event needing documentation doesn't generate income, business owners can get sloppy running their businesses, leading to problems with the IRS, cash flow issues, employee problems, legal issues, The list goes on and on. Building an ethical organization begins with your mindset. Understand the purpose of documenting the act, condition, or event. Gather information and communication. Accurate information and communication make it possible to have integrity with our business records. I changed my mindset, as I told you before, and added a new skill set to become a more competent business owner. You can do the same. I turned to management guru Peter F. Drucker for an example of improving work relationships in this area of building an ethical organization around information and communication. Instead of building in layers of hierarchy, Peter found that the most important thing to do is to create an organization, whatever the size, around information and communication by training people to ask two questions. I added a third question. A, what information do I need to do my job? From whom, when, and how? B, what information do I owe others so that they can do their job? In what form and when? Letter C, to build mutual trust. By that, I mean mutual understanding and predictability. Include others in accountability. If there is a breakdown in A and B, invite those involved in the communication breakdown to help hold each other accountable. Use direct communication to identify where the breakdown started and brainstorm how to fix or amend the problem. Agree on a path forward that promotes responsibility and accountability. And that leads us to go through and review the three areas that I talked about, the list of ways that you can ensure that you have integrity with your business records. You can directly and indirectly improve relationships, increase the bottom line by paying attention to the details of record keeping. I know that no entrepreneurial leader has ever told me they regret shifting their mindset and learning new skill sets. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next week. If you want to expand your leadership skills and become more resilient and competent as a business owner, do you want to bring more meaning to your relationships and more purpose to your business? Are you ready to take charge of how you innovate, create, and run your business? Our dual innovation leadership process will help you redefine how you lead as you redesign your business. We collaborate with you to do what will work for you as you evolve and change. We start with where you are, whether you are turning around a financial crisis, growing to the next level, or somewhere in between. We address your immediate needs, shore up business development gaps, expand relational literacy, and build upon your entrepreneurial leadership skill sets with a short-term results orientation and a long-term perspective. Start by subscribing to this podcast at wementor.com or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. If you are ready to hire a mentor, contact me at nancy@wementor.com. When we mentor, you create better life and a more fulfilling future as an entrepreneurial leader / innovator, as a competent business owner / practitioner, as a mentor / role model, and as a human being courageously living a meaningful life. As Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. Get involved today. It's never too late to change your life and how you lead.